What not to do? Reducing addiction to shame, willpower, or easy answers? In addiction recovery chaplaincy, one of the first things we must learn is what not to do. Do not reduce addiction to shame. Do not reduce addiction to willpower. Do not reduce addiction to easy answers. Shame says you are disgusting. You are hopeless. You are only your failure. Shame drives people into hiding. It makes honesty feel dangerous. It makes relapse disclosure harder. It can keep a person from reaching out to a sponsor, pastor, counselor, recovery leader, or trusted support person. The chaplain must never use shame as a ministry tool. Conviction is different. Conviction tells the truth and calls a person toward life. Shame crushes identity. Conviction opens the door to repentance. Shame says hide. Conviction says come into the light. Do not reduce addiction to willpower. It may sound strong to say just stop, but addiction often involves the whole person, body, habits, cravings, emotions, pain, relationships, secrecy, spiritual bondage, and patterns formed over time. A person does need responsibility. A person does need choices. But responsibility does not mean pretending the battle is simple. A chaplain might say this next step matters, but should not say, if you really wanted freedom, this would be easy. That kind of statement is usually untrue and often harmful. Do not reduce addiction to easy answers. Just pray harder. Just read your Bible more. Just get better friends. Just come to church. Prayer matters. Scripture matters. Church matters. Friendships matter. But when these gifts are used as quick slogans, they can sound shallow to someone facing cravings, withdrawal, trauma memories, family fracture, or relapse danger. A wiser chaplain says, let's pray, and let's also make sure you are connected to the right support. A wiser chaplain says, God's word matters, and so does walking in truth with your recovery support. A wiser chaplain says, you do not have to carry this alone. Christ-centered recovery does not avoid responsibility. It also does not flatten the person into one problem. People in recovery are embodied souls. They need grace, truth, structure, support, repentance, encouragement, practical help, and often referral to people with proper training. The chaplain's words should make the truth easier to face, not harder to confess. So, avoid shame. Avoid simplistic willpower language. Avoid spiritual cliches. Speak with dignity. Speak with clarity. Speak with hope.